This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Receiving a paycheck, many of those people agree 100% with what I'm doing.
I spent 2 hours with President Trump last Friday at the Oval Office, and I was shocked at what he said. He said, I demand it my way, $5.6 billion for a big concrete wall, and the government could be shut down for months or even years. Everyone, Democrats and Republicans, were sort of aghast when he said it.
All right, that's that. So the wall is still the great big divide between the Dems and the Prez. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, you just heard Chuck Schumer there, worth a play again. The longtime senator from New York saying he was shocked by what the president said. And then the president himself saying, listen, these people who aren't getting paid are telling me they support my wall idea of building it and sticking to my guns. So here's the bottom line. At this point, in all seriousness, no monuments are really open. And if they are, there's trash all around them. They're shut down. The administration wants $5.7 billion for a steel barrier and $800 billion to do something about the humanitarian needs at the border. There is massive fallout from the border impasse. National parks are going into their entrance fees to figure out a way to keep floating their operations. And then there are people who are criticizing that and saying, you know what, that might be illegal. I'm not so sure that you can do that. People dependent on government jobs are feeling the pinch. And what does it mean? For some of them, if they work in the prison system, they're getting pickup jobs so they can afford to put gas in their vehicles. In other places, they're just furloughed from their jobs, like in Salt Lake City. The U.S. Forest Service folks have been furloughed in many, many spots across the U.S., so they're just out. They're just doing something else. This may be one of the longest shutdowns in history. It's 2 weeks old going into the third week. Could go even further. In Utah, they have 10,000 people who are federal workers because you think of the national parks, etc. In West Virginia, 6,200. In Alabama, 5,500. And their salaries aren't very high. But think of the salaries and the economic impact it has on the local economies because they eat out, where they shop, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, there's a ripple effect, particularly in some of these smaller areas where a lot of the stores are empty. People aren't going out to eat because they're not getting their paychecks. They're just kind of scraping along until they know what's going to happen. So let me give you an example of a couple of places affected to paint the picture for you. NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Ever been there? Very cool. They've been furloughed. And that's about 2,200 workers. So what do? They cut back on expenses as much as they can. For example, if something isn't working, they're not getting it fixed. Then there's the problem of the federal workers in the prisons. We can't just have the prisons run on their own. So some people are being asked, like the guards, to work longer hours, and they're not getting paid. Coast Guard employees not getting paid. They just don't know when their paycheck is going to come. Where's the biggest impact? Well, the biggest impact is in one of the areas I talked about. Utah certainly is one of them. In Montana, if you're listening to me, pretty big impact there based on population and all of that. Maryland, D.C., of course, that makes sense. If you look at Oregon, I know there's people listening in Portland. How you doing? Idaho, you're listening there. North Dakota, same thing. Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, South Dakota, Missouri, West Virginia, Virginia. Places where you would think that there would be a number of federal employees in agencies that have been affected by the shutdown. The bottom line is this. What happens if there is an impossible impasse? Could it really come to that, that this can't be solved because of partisan leanings all over the place from the White House to Congress? And the answer is, it could be. It could be. Now, one thing that was pretty cool is in Layton, Utah, what do you do? So, to me, as somebody who often finds themselves speaking not just behind this mic, but in front of big crowds, I say you do the 180. So don't tell me about the problems. Tell me about the solutions. Give me the 180. So what are they doing in Layton, Utah? Well, at the SeaQuest Aquarium, because they know it's tough on people, they're giving free admission to federal employees furloughed, something to at least make them feel better. In Ogden, they've opened their food pantry to federal workers, saying, come in, get the free food. We'll help you. We'll do what we can. So then the veterans of the IRS are walking out with cereal and loaves of bread and bags of apples and other food, which is smart and good of the people that work in those areas to do that. Hopefully others have angels that are helping them if they're stuck. Even if they agree, like the president says, with him on the wall situation, you got to look to the community to help pick up the people who are down 2 weeks and going into a third week without a normal paycheck and trying to figure out how they're going to move things around until they get a paycheck again. And some of them are in that situation, and some of them are furloughed, just waiting, waiting, waiting to see ultimately what's going to happen here. And we don't know the answer to that. If I knew the answer, I would tell you I have some decent connections. In fact, I have great connections after the decade of doing America Tonight Plus. And nobody in D.C. seems to have a clue because they feel it's going to drag on. It's like an argument that's circular. You know that argument that you have every once in a while with somebody, you won't let go, they won't let go. It's a circular argument. This is a circular argument. It's not stopping. It's not. So for now, that's where we're at. And at this point, it doesn't look like there's an end in sight. Unless somebody comes up with some sort of a compromise, but I don't see that anywhere on the horizon. It doesn't seem like it. In the meantime, other Democrats are deciding who's going to run against the president in 2020. One of them is Elizabeth Warren. She took her act to Iowa. Joe Biden, yeah, that Joe Biden, is deciding whether or not he is going to run in 2020 for the White House, for the biggest office in the land. He's done it before. He has not decided yet at this point. Ooh. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, thank goodness we have mail. Lots of odds and ends in our mailbag, because you wanted to talk about a whole bunch of different things. How about this one? This one is from Ian, who says, Kate, big fan of the show. I love it that you mix in kind of a little of this and a little of that, instead of beating the drum in the same old lane. We know it. We get it. Pick a side. You say it all the time. So I like that you throw in some fun things. Speaking of fun, how about your Eagles stunning the Bears? What a bizarre missed field goal. Don't you feel for the people of Chicago? I do. I have a lot of friends and a favorite cousin that lives in Chicago, and I'm sure they are stunned. If you have no idea what Ian is talking about, it's Cody Parker. He missed a field goal, and he sunk the Bears' chances. It really looked like they were going to win. Here's what happened. It took a fourth down situation, but Nick Foles did score, connecting with Golden Tate for the go-ahead two-yard TD. However, go-ahead meant 16-15. They tried a two-point conversion, the Eagles did, and they missed it. So because they missed it and were denied, wow, what an opening, even with time ticking away, for the Bears. They got themselves into fabulous position where all they had to do, their kicker, was nail a field goal. Seems easy enough. It's not always easy, right? You can't always just blame it on the kicker. But this one was close. This was inside his zone of what he normally, Cody Parker, would hit. But he did hit one, but timeout was called. It's called icing the kicker. So that didn't count, of course. And then he goes to kick the 43-yarder with 10 seconds left, a chance to be the hero, win the game, beat Philadelphia in the NFC wild card round, move on to take on, they would have taken on the Rams, but he missed. He hit the left upright, then it bounced off the crossbar. He was booed when he left the field. Wow. So Philadelphia goes on to play New Orleans next weekend in the NFC Division Round. Now, you should know, the Saints destroyed Philadelphia 48-7 in Week 11. That was at the Superdome. The Eagles have won 6 of 7 since then. We'll see what happens. Very, very crazy that they found themselves in that position. By the way, because Ian brought it up, or Ian, however you pronounce it, because it could go either way, I'm just going to throw this out to you. The Colts won, so they won their game over the Texans, so now they move on. They're at Kansas City in a divisional game. The Seahawks and the Cowboys tangled. The Cowboys won, so they're going to be at Los Angeles to take on the Rams. The Chargers beat the Ravens, so the Chargers are at the New England Patriots. And Indianapolis beat the Ravens, so they're at KC. And now you got it all. I mean, this is what we have left. You're into the divisional stuff. It means the Colts at the Chiefs, the Cowboys at the Rams on Saturday. Sunday, the Chargers at the Patriots, the Eagles at the Saints. And then we see what the AFC and NFC championship games are. And then February 3rd, baby, it's the AFC-NFC championship game. And that's it for the Super Bowl. Hard to believe. The season flew. All right, how about this one from Teddy? And Teddy says, Kate, wow, I have a bone to pick with everyone in Washington. I get it. I mean, you're not going to get along. You're going to have disagreements. There's going to be partisan times, of course. That's why you have a party. That's why the party backs you. That's why they help you raise money, blah, blah, blah. But for God's sake, can't somebody figure out a way to fund this bloody wall and get off of it? We have so many gazillionaires in this country. Nobody can figure out a way to get it sponsored or have somebody write a check for it or use it as a fundraiser. Yeah, that's interesting. Sponsor on the wall. A sponsor on the wall. You know, actually, there may be a few takers, but who would the takers be? $5 billion is still a lot of money, and then plus extra money for the humanitarian thing that has to be tossed in. I've said this already. I have no idea where this goes. I don't think the president's going to back out. I don't think the Democratic Congress is going to back him. So he's holding pretty firm on this. Could be a steel barrier, but what does that mean? You know, you've got Democratic folks who are talking about, let's not do the shutdown thing. Let's do this some other way. But this is the Trump card, pardon the pun, by saying it's tied to shutting down the government. Well, that gives him the ace. So why would he want to have that, to tiptoe around that? That doesn't make, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, because that's the card the president plays. We've seen shutdowns before. Other presidents have done that. That's what happens. So whether it's steel barrier rather than concrete, okay, stronger, less obtrusive, we get it, fine. But the bottom line is, come back to the same thing, the pay. Who's paying it? What are the ways to build this? How does this all happen? They're having these talks. But the talks aren't going anywhere. Government was shut down December 22nd. They're at an impasse. 800,000 government workers furloughed or without pay. That's it. There is, I don't know, what is the middle ground? I guess both sides would have to figure out what that is, and they'd have to get there fast. And maybe there is a middle ground, because in every negotiation, there usually is a hole. There is a way to find an out. But I don't think the president budges, and I don't think the Democrats budge right now. So this could go on for at least another week, maybe two. Wouldn't be surprised if it goes into February, but that would be tough in certain situations if it were to go in that direction. All right, let's take another one. How about this? This one is from Alice. Kate, I listened to the show. It's the first time I've ever sent you an email. I'm at my daughter's house, so I decided since I'm here, I would take the time to send you a note and just to let you know that we're out here supporting you and how awesome it is that you do a show. I haven't heard very many women on the radio talking politics and business and all the things that you talk about, so just keep rolling it out. Yeah, we said this is 10 years, that we're celebrating 10 years on America Tonight. So it is very exciting. And thank you for that. I appreciate the support and using your daughter's computer to send me an email. Nice. And here's another one that is disconcerting. This one is from Max, who says, Kate, I'm like you. I've heard you say you're a content or information junkie, so you're up on all kinds of things, which is probably why your show is so interesting. And I read a story about these parents in New York who got a call from the daycare that their son's finger was closed in a door, and he's just 20 month old, but he was missing a fingertip, as it turned out, and the bone was exposed and then had to be frantic. Apparently, in the story that I read, the grandfather ran into the daycare, demanded the fingertip. The workers had it in a paper towel. They got it on ice. They rushed him to the hospital. Hand surgeon reattached it with general anesthesia. Wow. You know what? I think the reason you're pointing this out is because, of course, there's going to be things that happen, but lately we've seen some terrible things that have happened. In Florida, there was a daycare worker that was sentenced to 11 months or more in the death of a young toddler who was left in a hot van. Awful. And then there was a Texas daycare owner arrested on charges that kids were tied to car seats for hours. What in the heck is going on? And in this case, the daycare workers probably panicked. They call the grandparent. Thank goodness the grandparents were smart, got there, grabbed the pinky, had the surgeon reattach it. Oh, my gosh. But talk about mishandling the injury. That is really, really, really scary. And it's lucky that they had it. And this was at a supposedly reputable place. And, you know, I don't know. And I wonder how we all survived. Because then you hear these stories and you think, what happened when we were kids, right? This stuff might have been happening, but we didn't hear about it. We didn't hear about what happened to a kid and his finger, what happened to this horrible thing of tying kids in the car seats, or other nonsense. If you want to send me your thoughts on anything, as you can tell, send them to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Hang with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues. Vice President Pence has been meeting with Capitol Hill aides, but President Trump says the solution will only come when he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come to terms. House Democrats plan to introduce standalone bills this week, which would reopen agencies like the Treasury. But it's still unclear if Senate Republicans would approve the legislation. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says Wall Street would really like the shutdown to end.
At some point, if this hasn't been resolved, it could undermine confidence more broadly and then, you know, affect the stock market. And then, of course, that affects everybody and raises the odds of the economy going into recession.
President Trump is again threatening to declare a national emergency to fund a border wall, which would likely draw legal challenges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk before here on America Tonight about my Aunt Dot, who suffered from Alzheimer's, and I was happy that I got to know her in the later years of her life because I grew up in two separate coastlines, but I saw what it was like for my family to struggle with this vibrant, wonderful woman who all of a sudden was slowly deteriorating from, you know, Alzheimer's. And so here on the show, when we do a It's Your Health, and we talk about the impact of disease on our families, and we talk about what do we see for the future and what can we do and that kind of thing, this particular subject is very, very close to my heart because I've seen other people suffer through this as well and how tough it is and how they just want so desperately to try to help their relatives. So we have in our virtual green room Dr. Stacy Bell, Chief Scientific Officer of Peak Health. Hi, Dr. Bell.
Hello, Kate. Nice talking to you.
You know, when we talk about Alzheimer's, one of the things that I don't think has been actually talked about enough, but I know you're talking about it, is what is the effects of, or when we talk about what we're eating, we're seeing this in other areas, you know, where so much of the gut problems, et cetera, people are having now, we're looking more at, geez, well, what are you eating? It's the same things with Alzheimer's, right? There's things that we can eat now that can help us? Or what vitamins and nutrients have that impact on our brain's cognitive function, I guess, is where we should start.
Right, and it's a superb question. And I gave nutritional counseling for 40 years to a variety of patients, and I never saw one with Alzheimer's or dementia because no doctor or no researcher made a connection between diet and wrong with your brain and its mental function. Fast forward, just within the last 10 years, there is a profound impact of what you eat. And not starting in your 60s when you worry about dementia, but rather starting in your 30s and your 40s. What you eat has a highly predictive factor in who will get dementia and who will get Alzheimer's. So what do you need? It's pretty easy. Number one, you need to consume all of the essential nutrients. There's only 25 of them you got to worry about, vitamins and minerals. And doing that every day on a consistent level has shown in study after study to be the best thing that you do. The second thing is get rid of some of the things that you don't need. Your body can't process. We haven't had, you know, except in processed foods, these things like saturated fats, trans fats, lots of sugars. Those things actually worsen cognitive function with aging. So those are like the two main things you start off doing.
Wow. So really look at the packaging, look at the saturated and trans fat, you say, and sugars. And the thing with sugars is they're tricky. Like some people think, Doc, you know, when you're eating cereal, they don't even realize, they don't look at how many grams of sugar are in the cereals.
I know. And it's, we eat twice the amount of sugar in this country that we need. And yet we're short on all the other things that we really should have for our bodies. It's a major disconnect. And even looking at the results of the food surveys that are done every 5 years, 75% of our diet is from processed foods. And the way to process is to add lots of these unhealthy fats and sugars to make them taste good and strip out all their nutrients. So we're like going on the wrong path. And it's scary because, you know, I'm sorry for your aunt. You know, she lived probably a long time and then developed this disease. But think of all the other people now that are taking care of themselves. Maybe they're having to have medications for their heart disease or their diabetes. But they're too going to eventually develop some cognitive impairment, dementia or Alzheimer's, by having a poor diet throughout a lifetime.
Wow. So we go from the lifetime of the diet to then stressful situations. More and more we're seeing people are being open and they're talking about technology, which is so fabulous, is also crippling a lot of people with their addicted technology. They're stressed out. They're working constantly. They're dealing with family issues and everything else in between. So what about food in that situation when your crazy stress levels are through the roof?
Right, right. And you have pinpointed modern society, and I wish it weren't like that for so many families, but it is. Look, money's stressful, relationships are stressful, your family's stressful, all kinds of stuff. And what people resort to is eating. And if they just ate healthy things and had their three meals a day, their body weight wouldn't change, and they'd be quite happy, and then they'd be staving off all these problems later on with cognition. But what people resort to is this continuous eating. It's like you're on a constant grazing field, and you're just starting in the morning, and, you know, breakfast morphs into the snack, morphs into lunch, and our bodies weren't designed for that. You know, we were, you know, hunter-gatherers. We'd find something, we'd eat it, and then we'd have a fasting period in between. That's not happening anymore, and the hormones and all the other things that regulate our body, it don't work on this sort of system. So exactly what happens is then we're making our stresses worse because we're eating all the time, and then we get stressed because we gain weight, and then the doctor says, oh, you're going to get diabetes if you continue like that. So it's a really big factor in modern society.
Yeah, you talked about there's 25 nutrients we need, but you could boil it down to three vitamins and nutrients that have the biggest impact on our brain, and what I mentioned at the top, the cognitive function of the brain, which is what we're concerned about with Alzheimer's. What are the three that we definitely need?
Well, yeah, and I don't know what I want to just say that you need. It's like two phases of what you need in your body. First, you need every single vitamin and mineral. So if you look on the percent daily value chart on your foods, there should be 25 things listed there. Those are non-negotiable. Your body can't function without it. So even if you're not thinking about your brain health, if you're thinking about the growth of your child, you're thinking about yourself maintaining your body weight and your preventing diabetes and heart disease and other things, you need that. The problem with the brain is it's very active, and it needs other nutrients that aren't typically found in the food supply. And these are an antioxidant family, some of these alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine. These are all long names. And we created a product, the Brain Shake, we're calling it, that not only has everything you need to sustain life, all these vitamins and minerals, but added in the brain-specific nutrients. We're calling it Brain Care. But it's got this bevy of antioxidants plus this magic compound that's a fat called phosphatidylserine. And that's the only compound that the FDA has allowed to have a health claim relating that compound to dementia and Alzheimer's. So we have included that at the right amount based on the best nutritional science out there. So this thing is, you know, this product, Brain Shake, is magical in the respect that it takes care of your body and then it puts in the extra goodies that your brain needs.
Yeah, so Brain Shake, tell us a little bit more about that because, you know, we were talking about, like I said, reading the packaging, no artificial colors, right, that kind of stuff?
Right, right. You know, it's just, it's everything your body and brain needs and nothing it doesn't. You know, I probably read 150 articles on human studies with the brain, and it's really clear to me that you've got to get the junk out of the foods because even if you're getting your nutrients and think you're eating well, once you start layering in those bad fats, the trans and saturated fats, and the sugars, it just negates all the benefits you get. So in creating a product or thinking about your brain of what you're going to eat throughout a lifetime, getting those things out is really the primary thing you do. So we don't have much of those in any of our products, very low on sugar and then these fats. But we still have fat in the diet because it turns out that the good fats are actually good for the brain. So healthy fats like omega-3s that you might have heard about from seafood and from the plants, and also omega-6 from all the vegetable oils, you know, corn, safflower, and sunflower and the like, we have those oils in there because they're protective and good for the brain cells.
Yeah, I got to mention this because Dr. Bell, for all the people listening, you were on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, and you did a lot of nutritional research studies there. I can just imagine what that was like. Of everything that you did when you were doing those studies, what blew you away the most? What shocked you the most?
We did a lot of research studies, let me think about the answer as I talk about it. But we would take patients with a certain condition, and I'll talk about what I did for my PhD work. We looked at patients with HIV infection, AIDS, and they had an immune system that wasn't working, and we had seen in our animal studies that in fact giving omega-3s helps the immune system work better. And that's what we did. I had a chocolate cookie made with fish oil in it, and then I had another cookie made with safflower oil. And we looked at blood parameters of immune function in those AIDS patients that were taking both cookies. It was a randomized study. And we were able to see positive changes even in patients that were quite sick with their disease. We could offer a boost of their immune function simply by doing that. So there's one example of the power of nutrition, and there were hundreds. I was just one of many researchers at Harvard doing research on nutrition and diseases.
Wow, that had to be fascinating, though, to be there with, I'll call it, all those big brain people and work on all these different studies.
It was fascinating. I always say I have a little brain, and I never could think of anything, but the big brains would come to me and say, could you look at this? So one of my big brain bosses picked out that AIDS study. We also did it in patients. We looked at fish oil in cancer patients and a variety of other studies, as I said, we did in diabetes and heart disease, and we had a clinic for people that were overweight and tried to devise diets to figure out how to get them to lose weight and keep it off.
Wow, love it. All right, Dr. Stacy Bell, thank you so much. Coming up next, we're checking the mailbag here on America Tonight.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question and it's the doctor and, hey doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So, training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally it becomes a language between the two of you. So you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time, and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you, and this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met, and I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what? My food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So
right. It
just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance too, they also do something really neat that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors. As a real estate investor myself, I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.